Jacksonville has a shortage of about 36,000 low-income rental units. That's one takeaway from the new report looking at how race and housing intersect in Duval County from the nonprofit group 90 Forward. 90 Forward's Race in Retrospect series is based on decades of research on race and equity. The group says discriminatory housing practices in the 20th century continue to hamstring Black communities. African Americans are less likely to be homeowners and more likely to pay more than 30% of their incomes towards rent. And majority Black neighborhoods have older homes with more mold, polluted soil, and more heat due to poor tree cover. 90 Forward CEO Kimberly Allen says achieving racial equity requires expanding access to affordable housing.
I think there is certainly work that started, and I don't think anyone would be wrong in saying that we still have quite a ways to go. There have been a number of efforts in our city to increase affordable housing, mixed income housing, mixed use housing here in our city. That's happening right now as we speak.
The city of Jacksonville is currently soliciting feedback on its plan to request money for affordable housing from the federal government. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.